This is the Baltimore Sports Free For All.
The 2015-16 NFL divisional round could have probably featured the Minnesota Vikings, could have featured the Cincinnati Bengals if they would have done the right things at the right time, but yeah, that's probably why the teams that know how to win the playoffs get to the playoffs.
And that's why the teams that shouldn't be in the playoffs get bounced pretty early, a la the Washington Redskins, because they hadn't beat a single team over 500 pretty much the entire season. And then you see the Cincinnati Bengals, who decided that, hey, we're going to put football play over brains and off-the-field, you know, controversy and everything like that. Now, while Adam Pac-Man Jones has cleaned up his act off the field, the man still has a mean streak and still has, you know, a little bit of anger issues that lead to undisciplined penalties, along with Vontaze Burfict, who is now suspended for the first part of the season. And you have yourselves a kind of a conundrum of a perfect storm. Things have to go right in the playoffs. And in order for the playoffs to actually be good for your team, you have to minimize your mistakes.
Yeah, I mean, with Vontaze Burfict, who is a star linebacker for the Bengals, probably one of the best linebackers in the game right now, it's a shame that his head isn't on straight, because this is a guy who, not too long ago, week 17, apparently this was found out by Peter King of Sports Illustrated, that he was fined, what, $50,000 for the hit he put on Ravens tight end Max Williams. And, of course, you have the concussion that he gave Antonio Brown, or the hit that put Antonio Brown in the current concussion protocol.
And he may not be ready for Sunday, and that's going to be a shame for the Pittsburgh Steelers, considering that you don't want one of your players going down in that manner to where it's saying to yourself, well, I guess we have to go without our top wide receiver here in a playoff game.
And finishing up on the Bengals here, I'm not really too mad at Pac-Man Jones, but the one thing I am mad about, he still hasn't apologized to Jerry Porter. If you watched his Instagram video, he called Joey Porter Jerry Porter.
Yeah, he owes Jerry Porter an apology.
Yeah, Jerry Porter's just sitting at home like, dude, what did I do?
What did I do? I did nothing.
I haven't played in the league in 6 years. Why are you coming after me, Pac-Man? I didn't do anything.
All right, well, that was the wild card weekend in the NFL. Now we're going to be talking about the actual, you know, divisional round, where you seem more teams that have been weeded out, and now you're going to get into the actual elites of the NFL, and there are plenty of games on the docket for this weekend that we're looking forward to. I would have to say, what would be the number one game you're looking forward to?
Well, I think the first game to start off the divisional round week will actually probably be the best overall game in terms of football that we all loved and enjoyed 20 years ago. Great offense, great defense, and that's the Kansas City Chiefs against the New England Patriots. And it's funny, Ray, all week everybody was talking about the Patriots when Tom Brady, Rob Gronkowski, Julian Edelman, they were talking about Randall Cobb and Aaron Rodgers of the Green Bay Packers. They were talking about Big Ben Roethlisberger, Antonio Brown. Are they going to play this Sunday against the Denver Broncos, who will have Peyton Manning? Nobody is talking about the Kansas City Chiefs and the role they have been on. Here is a scary stat for you. The Kansas City Chiefs have not lost a football game since the Kansas City Royals won the World Series. That was back in October, folks. That is quite a long time and a long streak there for a AFC West team like the Chiefs.
But is it too long? Because as we all know, you can come into the playoffs pretty hot and go on a big, giant winning streak. All it takes is one, you're done.
And I think when you look at the Chiefs, as far as the head coaching battle goes, it on paper, it doesn't look even, but when you've watched these coaches over the years, it does look like an even matchup. You have Bill Belichick, who's won 4 Super Bowls, looking to win his 5th, join the Nick Saban club, so to speak. You have Andy Reid, who, in all his years of coaching, has been a respectable head coach in the National Football League, has learned how to take teams and franchises out of the doldrums, a la the Philadelphia Eagles, and put them into prominence. And then you have the battle of the quarterbacks, and that's where we see a difference. You have Tom Brady, perennial MVP candidate, perennial Pro Bowler, and then you have Alex Smith, who seems to have had a career revival since, say, 2011 when he was starting games for the San Francisco 49ers, and now with the Chiefs, he's finding his groove again and finding his feet again, because He may be the most mobile quarterback in the AFC playoffs right now. If you put in Tom Brady, Ben Roethlisberger, Peyton Manning, Alex Smith is the deadliest on his feet. And I think if he plays the way he did against the Houston Texans the previous week in the wild card week, and he can play turnover-free football, unlike Brian Hoyer, I like the Chiefs in this matchup. But I want to hear your input on that.
Well, yeah, because considering the fact that the Chiefs in the regular season had some success against the Patriots, you're looking at another rematch, so to speak. And the divisional round, you could call, is the weekend of the rematch. But I think you got to give it to where the away teams won it in the wild card round. The home teams are probably going to sweep this round because just looking on paper, looking at every single team that is at home, they seem to have the proverbial matchup in their hands. And wow, but you got to look at the Chiefs. 11 straight victories, dominating the Texans, just made them look like they were a B-League team.
Schoolyard kids.
And then you look at New England, they have a little bit of a controversy going on here right now with Chandler Jones and what exactly happened to him. Bill Belichick shows up to a press conference with a black eye. There are a lot of media distractions here for the New England Patriots. I have to give the nod. You said nobody is talking about the Chiefs, and that makes them very, very dangerous when a team is no longer talking about you. I'm going to give the nod to the Kansas City Chiefs myself, mainly because they're free from media distractions. And overall, they've just been the better team throughout the regular season. Everybody was talking about the Tom Brady FU tour to begin the season, but he has cooled off. He's cooled down considerably. And the way that team is and how banged up it is, the Chandler Jones controversy, Bill Belichick showing up with a black eye, just it's the pieces are in place for a New England Patriots to lose against the Chiefs.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that Chandler Jones talk this past week was kind of awkward on the Patriots' behalf. Hey, Chandler, what happened to you, man? You went to the hospital. He's like, oh, yeah, I had an allergic reaction. What did you have an allergic reaction to? Synthetic marijuana. You had an allergic reaction to synthetic marijuana? Dude, don't worry. It's not illegal in the state of Massachusetts. Yeah, Chandler, that's still not going to cut it there, buddy.
No, it's still against NFL protocol. But let's move on to the next game. That's the Cardinals and the Packers. And
this will be a good game.
I'm not sure about that, Josh.
Really?
I do remember the regular season matchup, and it was the Cardinals that reigned supreme over Aaron Rodgers and the Packers. It was not a fun matchup, to say the least. They just ran all over the Packers. And Carson Palmer, here's somebody that else that nobody talks about. It's one Carson Palmer who has revived his career after going from Cincinnati to Oakland and now to the St. Louis, because St. Louis no longer has a football team against the Arizona Cardinals.
The L.A. Rams of Inglewood, California.
Yes, the Los Angeles Rams are moving the St. Louis Rams are moving to Los Angeles, but they're moving into the area of Inglewood.
Yeah.
So Los Angeles Rams of Inglewood instead of the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. We're going to be seeing that all over the place, and maybe it could be the Los Angeles Chargers of Inglewood joining the fray. You got to find a way to maybe differentiate between the two, but I just can't believe that the NFL goes for the longest time since probably, what, 94?
Right around there.
Yeah, for the longest time since 1994, the NFL has gone without a team in L.A., and now all of a sudden they have two. That's a pretty interesting scenario that's unfolded here for the NFL. But with the Packers and the Cardinals, I can't see how the Packers are going to be able to muster any type of defense against that Arizona team that's just been in fuego on offense. I'm giving the nod to Carson Palmer and the Cardinals on this one.
Okay, well, let me try to sway you here for just a quick second. All right, you had Kirk Cousins and Jordan Reed and a very hot Redskins offense that were going into the wild card week against the Green Bay Packers. Had the game at home. The Packers had been reeling before that. But it seems like when the Packers are in the postseason, it's same as the Baltimore Ravens. You never want to bet against Aaron Rodgers. You never want to bet against Joe Flacco. No, I'm not making comparisons here, folks. I'm just saying when these two quarterbacks are in the postseason, you never want to bet against them. With all due respect to Carson Palmer, even though Arizona seems like the place to go to revive your career, I mean, look at Larry Fitzgerald, look at Chris Johnson, Carson Palmer.
Kurt Warner.
Aeneas Williams. I just don't see Aaron Rodgers and the Packers lying down to these guys. I just think they will show up. I think Aaron Rodgers will put on a magnificent display of offense, maybe not magnificent, but enough to append the Arizona Cardinals. And I think the Cardinals are going to be – I think the Cardinals fans are going to be very disappointed once this game's over with.
We shall see come this divisional round weekend. All right, you want to talk about the next game?
It will be on Sunday as the Seattle Seahawks are facing the Carolina Panthers. Of course, you have one of the best quarterbacks in the game right now, possibly your 2015 NFL Most Valuable Player in Cam Newton, who is going to be looking for revenge against the Seattle Seahawks defense, who, with all due respect, have had some games where they've looked solid with Richard Sherman and Cam Chancellor in the backfield, but at the same time have shown signs of weakness and have shown signs of giving up the big play when it happens. At the same time, though, you have Russell Wilson, who, if you have started him in your fantasy league the last several weeks of the season, you were very happy with what he and Doug Baldwin have done on the field. So, it's a pick 'em. I mean, I would like to see Cam Newton win this game just to win and get to an NFC title game, because it would just be disappointing to have a 15-game winning season and just not show up for this game. I mean, your thoughts?
Well, yeah, it's a toss-up, so I'm going to toss it up and go the opposite and continue with my home team winning streak here and go with the Carolina Panthers, and Cam Newton, I think, is going to have an MVP-caliber game.
All right, do you think the Seattle Seahawks are going to miss a field goal by 30 yards as a karma revenge, so to speak?
I will say this is the fact that maybe the Seattle Seahawks just did not belong here. And going with your opinion about the Seattle Seahawks, when the Seahawks are being told that they don't belong somewhere, they tend to prove you wrong. And we remember that when, I believe it was Beastquake in 2011 that took out the St. Louis Rams, it was Marshawn Lynch and that devastating run where everybody thought the Seattle Seahawks just did not belong into the playoffs, and they end up dethroning the Super Bowl champions. So looking at the Seattle Seahawks, they're told that they're not supposed to be here because of a missed field goal in Minnesota that was pretty much an extra point chip shot, and the guy missed it because the laces were in.
And Ray Finkel.
Yeah, dealing with all of that and that controversy that was going on with that game, I just have to give the nod to the Carolina Panthers solely on the fact that it's being played on a home playoff game. Atmosphere is a little bit different, and with that, Cam Newton is looking for his time to shine. This is very well his time to shine. I believe he has the mandate, and he's going to be the one that pulls it out. He's going to have a big game against that Seattle secondary, and that Seattle secondary is going to be the opposite of what it's known for, and the Legion of Boom is going to get boomed.
Yeah, I mean, when you look back on that playoff game the Seattle Seahawks had against the New Orleans Saints, Marshawn Lynch was the difference maker in that game. And because the Seattle Seahawks don't necessarily have a number one running back, I mean, Thomas Rawls was little beast mode, and then he got taken out by the Baltimore Ravens. And, of course, that led to more running back tryouts, and so to speak. But the Seattle Seahawks may have a chance. I think the Panthers are going to get the win here.
Broncos and the Steelers. This is a game where it's going to be the battle of the banged ups, because take your pick on this game as well. You've got the Steelers and Ben Roethlisberger. His health is questionable with his shoulder. But then we were talking about earlier with Antonio Brown after suffering a concussion at the hands of Vontaze Burfict. Is he going to be ready to go? Is he not going to be ready to go in terms of the concussion protocol? We don't know. But on the other side, you have Peyton Manning making his first start since November. And yeah, the Broncos have been led by Brock Osweiler, and I don't think it really matters who you put in at quarterback for the Denver Broncos. That defense is pretty stout, and I do remember when Tebow led them to a playoff berth. It was also because of how good that defense was for the Broncos. That team is almost relatively unchanged in terms of personnel and everybody that's been on that defense. That Broncos defense has played stellar again this year. You flip a coin on this one as well. Because, like I said, yeah, you've got robotic Peyton Manning joining back with the Broncos, but how much does he have left in the tank? And his success in the postseason is not very well warranted. But on the other side, Roethlisberger hurts, Antonio Brown hurts. Oh, who do you got, Josh? I'll go with your pick first. I'll defer to you.
I like the Broncos in this one, and I'll tell you why. I think much to many people's surprise, I think the extra week off will help the Denver Broncos. The extra week off will help Peyton Manning. And I think you're going to be see a surprisingly healthy Peyton Manning with a surprisingly stout wide receiving core with Emmanuel Sanders, with Demaryius Thomas, and with Owen Daniels. Maybe Vernon Davis will get a nice touchdown catch here. Gary Kubiak, the thing is, Gary Kubiak is one of the best offensive minds in football. And he's going to help this team get about 24 to 27 points, which will be just enough to beat the Steelers. I don't see Ben Roethlisberger or Antonio Brown making a difference in this game.
Nope. And with that, the fact Ben Roethlisberger being hurt currently, Peyton Manning is coming off of an injury, Antonio Brown is up in the air. I'm giving the nod to the Broncos as well because, once again, the home teams. It's going to be a home team sweep in the divisional round here in the 2016 NFL playoffs. But this has been another edition of the Baltimore Sports Free-for-All. I am Ray Atkinson.
And I'm Josh Hall.
And we will see you all.